Bigotry and hate crimes are fodder for the news when they happen, but here in the San Joaquin Valley, people are trying to do something about it. The United Against Hate Forum is designed to be a foundry for approaches people can use to call out the hate and stop it. Attorney General Rob Bonta will deliver the keynote address. The event is sponsored by the Stop the Hate Coalition, made up of local groups and the Fresno City College Social Justice Center. Darren Miller is an educator and a leader of the forum series. He said the upcoming event is part of a continuing effort to engage communities throughout the valley.
The first six events that we have, we're all in a town hall forum. So we've been in the communities of Huron, we've been here in the city of Fresno for two events. We've been in Madera, we've been in Reedley, and we've been in Visalia.
Miller emphasized the importance of involving young people, noting that for the first time in the nation's history, more people are under the age of 40 than over 40. The Valley is a remarkably diverse region, ethnically and linguistically. Although acceptance and tolerance are the norm, racism and bigotry is present, and there have been hate crimes. Pam Whalen of the Community Alliance newspaper held a sign saying, "Stop the hate, be the love."
No matter what part of the world we come from, what religion we are, what language we speak, we are going to take care of each other. And part of that is by people can show that by showing that we are not going to tolerate hate in Fresno. We're not going to tolerate hate in the San Joaquin Valley. If you want to hate, you're not welcome here.
And it's not just talk. Whalen says local police and sheriff's departments are being put on notice to be watchdogs against hate crimes and harassment here in the valley.
We've been talking to law enforcement and really working very closely with them so that if people break the law, we really want to, the message to law enforcement is we want you to enforce the law and protect people.
One incident captured attention in Fresno and the nation. A small family Thai restaurant was located next to a house with a dog tied in front. At some point, rumors started circulating that the dog was being used for food by the restaurant. It repeated the racist slur that Asian restaurants serve dog or cat meat. The restaurant didn't last long after a torrent of hatred and threats came down on the family. Cindy Morgan worked with the family in the wake of that disaster.
And that has stirred so much, went viral in the community and in social media. And so we have to address that. So like that's one particular that I have worked with the love from the people and the community that we have. They were able to relocate to a space where they feel it's a little bit more safe for them, and the people around them are more supportive of the restaurant. So they changed the restaurant from Tasty Thai to Love and Thai. So switching it to, it's the love that brought us here to this new location.
Over the past 2 years, in addition to the forums, the United Against Hate Coalition has organized intervention training and other initiatives to help communities report hate crimes and incidents effectively. Vic Bedoyan reporting for KPFA News and KFCF Radio.